through Speed Queen Laundry at the lowest price at any of our six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Did you know that the average American homeowner has over $16,000 in credit card debt? That's right, you're not alone. And the monthly bills just pile up and they keep coming. You write the check for the minimum payment and the next statement comes in the mail, just like that. With home values going up at this record level and mortgage interest rates still near their historic lows, there's never been a better time to do a cash out refinance. Stop working for the credit card companies and apply for a cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage license.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Hand off, keeper, Thomas running it, he's open, and a touchdown! Dorsett sets it through, pass is deflected, intercepted by Bennett Williams! Snap back, kick all the way to the top, it is blocked, it's bouncing around the turf, and the ball game is over, and the Illini won it!
2018 Illinois football is just around the corner. Get your season tickets today at FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI1.
Mortgages. Doesn't sound real exciting, does it? Money. Now that sounds a little more exciting. This is Sean Vincent of Vincent Mortgage, and I will save you money. Whether you're looking to buy a new home or just looking for $20,000 cash for home improvements, call me first. 314-839-9999. We offer all loan products available to mankind at the lowest rates. Myself and my team will show you unique ways of using your equity in your home to improve your net worth and your lifestyle. Call me. 839-9999. NMLS 173-855.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Percent of the time, it works every time.
Makes sense to me.
That was Sex Panther.
I want to do something strange here. Stop me for a second. I want you to start it over. Okay. And Limey, I want you to sing along like you were off the air. For a reason.
All right.
Because after 8 months, you still do not know
the words.
The words.
No, pretty much most of the words.
All right, start it over and sing along.
Great.
Sing along.
Here we go.
No, sing along. This part's easy. No lyrics. All right, sing along for everybody.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air. So join your partner.
Right there.
His partner.
That's it. You got it. At least you caught yourself.
I did.
Stop the music. He's saying, so join your partners and him. It's his
partners. His partners and him.
Okay, at least you caught it.
I did.
To your credit.
I did.
Fire it up again. Whatever. Okay. Wherever it was, pick it right up. Okay. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 4th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. For lots of good reasons. Here are a couple. Lifetime warranty. Good housekeeping seal of approval. Okay, that's two. There are more. We'll talk about Window World, tell you how to get a hold of them through their website, tell you why you might want to contact them, and that you should never forget to tell them your AM and the PM. And you never laugh or chuckle in the middle of a commercial, because that's just not very nice.
Hey!
All right. We got almost a completely full room, about 90% full, one chair vacant. One of these days, we'll just let a total stranger off the street come and sit down. And no, we're not going to do that. That's a bad idea.
That's
how Tim got here. Walking outside, and I go, you want to do the news? He goes, sure. What do I have to do? And the rest is history. At the control board, he spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. That's right. His name is Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday to you.
There you go. Dan Strauss in the glassed-in cubicle quarantine room. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and you have a retirement account, call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC at NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
He seems a lot better today. This is the man who could have easily slacked off last week and said, I'm not going to be able to do it. I have laryngitis. But he didn't. He struggled through it, and I think he's a lot better today. Bill Clavin, moments away from his segment. Bill, say hello to everybody.
I forgot it again.
You screw up one word of his song, and boy, he jumps your skin, doesn't he?
I jumped myself. I jumped myself on this. All right, edit that out.
Oh, wait.
Edit that
radio
out.
Edit.
Okay.
I love that.
Three, two, one. Bill Clevelin is here, and we're lucky to have him here because, wow, he could be northbound or southbound or westbound or...
He's bound to die.
But instead, he's here. He's with us. He'll be doing his segment in just mere moments. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There you go.
That movie's 41 years old.
What movie?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Whenever you do Bill's intro, Tim does this face to do his screen. Oh, God.
Well, if people want to see that, if they want to see that face, tune in to 11.2. No, that's right.
We're not on there. That's my porn face.
You know, Limey, your laugh is getting louder and louder. You might need to dampen your microphone. Sorry. You burst people's eardrums with that.
I apologize.
He did the news. So you say, yeah, I heard him do the news. He must be a newsman. Well, he is a newsman, but he's also something else. He, being Tim Woodburn, is also a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Yeah, I will.
And he hires people at bars.
You know why that's not funny? To anybody who wasn't listening the first hour, they have no idea what that means. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Please email me. Show pity on me. Give me some business. Tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is hind end.
And Rat Boy brought something in for Bill. How thoughtful is this? He brought in some... It's honey and lemon infused... What?
Cheese.
Honey and lemon infused cheese.
Today's National Cheese Day. Did you know that?
I didn't know it. I guarantee you Rat Boy knew it. But we'll catch up on Bill's throat issues. But first, let's acknowledge the greatest in-studio radio polka band in the United States. Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. Enjoy it.
The audience died awfully fast. There we are. We're still there. Still there.
How about that, Bruce? I love you.
Just don't get Bill laughing because he'll start coughing, and then that's the end of it.
You know, if you Wikipedia Rat Boy, there's somebody in Essex, one of these cheesy Brits who's trying to steal Rat Boy's name from Rat Boy.
No, cheesy Brit?
Yeah. Stop it. Some cheese ball Brit is trying to steal Rat Boy from you. Wow. If you go to Wikipedia.
We're used to it. Wow. We've had so many things stolen. So many great ideas that come out of this show.
It's plagiarism.
Dan just reminded me of a really corny, but I think funny, a joke. This guy's driving a hearse, And he goes up a hill. He's going to park on a hill, and the back doors fly open, and the casket slides out, and it's just like bouncing and rolling end over end, and it bounces right into a drugstore. And the pharmacist, who's nearsighted, looks up and says, "Can I help you?" And the guy inside goes, "Yeah, can you give me something to stop this coughing?"
Thank you.
Hey, it's not Playhouse. It's not Playhouse worthy.
That's the worst joke.
Thank you.
Nine months on the air.
It was for the kids.
And it's not even close.
It was for kids.
That's the worst.
It was for kids.
Look out, Bill. Tim,
come on.
Careful. Tim, no, that was Bill.
That joke was so bad it made me fart.
Now, I just told my grandson we don't use that word.
Oh.
And now if he's listening, he just heard Uncle Tim.
It just made me explode. Edit that out. That joke was so bad it made me anally explode.
No. No, I told my grandson we use the word. No, I said we use the word poot, P-O-O-T, or just pass gas.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Or as my grandma, Strauss used to call it, shooting Germans.
Yeah, I know.
Anybody
else notice the limey lately is just these outbursts of laughter? Everything's funny.
Are you a happy guy?
A new
you're not. You're not happy. You work here. You're not happy.
It's a sativa.
Get real. You cannot be happy and be in the radio business. We're brought to you by Window World. Window World, as I'm sure you know, is, we say this every time because I think it's important. It's worth bragging about. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. And this is after just 15 years in business. There are window companies that have been around for decades. They don't even come close. I think the number two replacement window, second to Window World, I'm not kidding because I saw this number, sells something like 20% of the number of windows Window World does. Not even a close second. Now, how they're able to make a window like this and how they're able to put a lifetime warranty on it and get the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, I don't know. I don't know how they do it, but they do. And they do it well. They use their own people. They don't do the subcontractor thing where let's just go grab some people and send them out on the job. It's their own. It's Window World's people. So they know what they're doing. They do this all the time. They know how to go into your home without making a huge mess, how to tear out the old windows, put in the new, clean up so it looks like nobody was ever there except for the fact that when they leave, you have brand new windows. They'll come out and do an in-home estimate. They also have 18 months financing, same as cash, with approved credit. There's not much to dislike about Window World. In fact, I can't think of anything. Yes, they also do siding, and they do entry doors. Now, I'm not sure about the term entry door. Isn't every door an entry door? There's no such thing as just an exit door, is there? I mean, seriously.
Well, you have the interior doors.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Bedroom doors that and things entry, like that.
Okay, Dan. Well, how about Dan? He said something that made sense. And as opposed to an inside door, so that means it would look good front door or back door of a house.
I've seen a couple tattoos that good said point. Exit only.
I've heard of those. I haven't seen them. I don't know where you saw them.
Online.
I don't want to know.
Online.
Ooh, I took a picture. Oh, Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Before you hit Bill's music, yesterday we were at a... it's like a place you go by water or road at the lake. And my son, who was with us, said, "Dad, look at the guy at the bar. Have you ever seen a guy who was so mean looking?"
Tim.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That you didn't even really, you wanted to walk around and out of his way because he looked like with his bare hands he could break your spine.
Yes.
That's what this guy looked like. He was tattooed all over his entire, his shirt off, his entire, and he had a haircut. It was like a mohawk, but it was beyond a mohawk. It was like a lifer guy in jail on death row mohawk. Like the haircut looked like somebody who would kill you. And I took a big, big chance. And when he wasn't looking, I snapped his picture. I was going to put it on our Facebook page, but I'm not going to do it because the guy, if he was at Lake of the Ozarks, he might live here. And he might, you never know, have somebody go, "Hey, you know those guys at that 590? They put your picture on Facebook. I think they're making fun of you. I think you need to go in there and murder every one of them." So I'm not going to put it up. I was going to, and I'm not. I'm just going to tell you. This is the meanest looking guy I ever saw. Bill's music, if you would, please.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
And it was a really colorful tattoo of some horrible, scary face on his back. And you know, to me, the saddest part, he was a kind of a handsome guy. If you look,
well,
if you look beyond that killer mohawk and the murderer's back tattoo, he was a decent looking guy.
Here, I have a picture. I'll bring it in real quick.
Well, that's good radio.
No, that's great radio. It's good radio, but you can check it out.
It's excellent radio. Hang on, everybody, while I look at a picture. Wow.
It's top notch.
How long has Dan been doing this?
We talked about this in the pre-production
guy. Is it like that?
Oh, no. Way beyond. Oh. That guy looks like Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Dan. Good radio, everybody. Dan walking in to show me a picture. Wow.
That's Emmy.
No wonder they fired me at that other state. Oh, wait. No, they didn't. I quit. I forgot. It's time for Bill Cleveland to take us somewhere. He is brought to you by the company we just talked about, Window World. If you want to know more, windowworldst.louis.com. Bill Cleveland, where are we going today?
Oh, goodness. Okay. Sorry, everything was out of order there. Usually applause.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. The music just ended. All
right, edit that out.
Jesus.
Radio edit.
Trail the music off. Just Reno, Chicago, Largo, Minnesota. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, edit 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cleveland.
And now I feel good. That's good. Couldn't help himself.
That'll always be funny. That will always be funny. Not to Bill.
No, I don't.
But to everybody else. Where are we going?
So you meant, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can get through this segment.
Yeah, you can.
We can try it.
So
you mentioned something earlier in the show today.
Imagine, what if you were Taylor Nickerson and you talked that way all the time? Now, if he's listening, he's smiling right now, or not.
It's like they're cellmates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bill.
Bill.
Ooh, careful.
Come on, Bill.
Sorry,
Bill.
Was that a cough?
Yeah, that was a cough. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned something earlier in the show today. I was listening. You're talking about motels and
yes,
old sort of these like lodges and these places where you still can pull your car
right up to your room.
All right. So I thought I would share just a quick story with you. So I don't think a lot of people know this, and maybe they don't even care. But so when I do all of my travels, I would say probably 80% of the time, the city that I'm visiting and I'm working with, they take care of all of my hotel arrangements, okay? So they are usually kind enough to take care of whatever, the accommodations you would call it, I guess. All right, so, and usually I'm in a decent spot. I'm not, you know, sleeping in my car.
Well, yeah, they want you to like.
It's not always the five-star or four-star, but it's nice enough. All right, so once a year I take my dad on a trip. We go on a road trip somewhere, and we decided that we were going to go out west. So we did Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, North and South Dakota. Had a great time. It was a two-week road trip. So along this trip, Billings, Montana was one of the stops. And so they put us in a place called the Dude Rancher Inn.
Now,
if that does not scream four-star accommodations, I don't know what does. And the first clue that it was a bad deal is when you went to get your keys to the room, they hand you the actual key.
Oh,
it was an
boy.
Actual key, and like you said, you pull right up to the room, and honest to God, it was like a prison cell. You know, the walls were just, you know, brick-lined, and the pillows were like, you know, 2 inches. I mean, it was just a horrible.
Dan, show everybody 2 inches.
There you go.
That's 2 inches right there.
He's bringing another
swollen
picture
a little
in
bit.
Dan, you say that every time.
I know.
You do the same joke every time. Oh, wait a minute. The zipper thing is also the same joke. All right, forget it. Go ahead, Bill.
All right. So we're at the Dude Rancher, and we're going to be there for 2 days because in Billings, Montana, or just outside of Billings, is a thing called the Beartooth Scenic Byway. It is the most beautiful drive in the United States. That's not just me. That's a lot of travel. Charles Kuralt called it the most beautiful drive in America. It's absolutely just unbelievable, and that was why we were there in Billings. And so when I travel, I take a lot of equipment with me. I have, you know, video cameras and tripods and other, you know, laptops and stuff, microphones and all this stuff. So I told you I was traveling with my dad. So my dad has a laptop computer, and this is the biggest piece of crap that has ever been brought into the United States. This thing, it's always breaking down, and Dad, God love him, always gives me the call, hey, something's up with this, this button's not working, this thing, on and on and on. I said, you gotta get it slow. I was like, you have got to get a new laptop, and God love him, he won't get a new laptop. So he brings this thing along on the trip. So
why do you say God loves
him? I don't
know. God's supposed to love him because he won't get a new computer?
Yes, okay. Actually, yes, he should.
I love Rick Cleveland, so, even though he won't get a computer.
So, oh my gosh, sorry. So, the second day, we get up after spending one night at the Dude Rancher, and we go out and we do this long drive, and it's amazing. But earlier in the day before we left, I told my dad, I said, you know, I'm taking all of my things with me, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, just looking around, it's obviously very sketchy. Mm. I mentioned it looked like a prison. I'm like, I'm taking all of my things with me. And my dad, ever the optimist, said, oh, it'll be okay. I'm going to leave my laptop here.
He wanted it stolen.
Don't get ahead of me.
Okay.
So, so we go on and we do the trip. It's fantastic. We enjoy the whole day. We come back and, no joke, the room has been broken into. We pull up, doors open, walk in, start inspecting stuff, and what is still on the stinking desk?
That's how bad
my dad's laptop computer. I told him, I said, do you not now understand what a piece of junk this is? Someone has broken in looking for valuables. They saw your laptop and turned around and left.
They probably tried to turn it on or something. And went, oh,
and it just did it. So I love sharing that story. My dad's a good sport when I do. But the Dude Rancher Inn, if you're in Billings, Montana, just run the
You think
other
he's
direction.
A good sport? I just got a text from your dad.
My dad cannot text. So
well, he,
I know
he did hear it. Says, I hate my son. Rick Cleveland. There you go.
Well, sorry, I won't tell anymore. The website is BillOnTheRoad.com, and I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All righty. Thank you, Bill. All right. Billings, Montana. I've never been to Montana or Wyoming, and I want to see both of them, and I will one of these days.
Can I ask a stupid question? Is Wyoming the one with all the red rocks and stuff?
Well, Cowboys. The real red rocks are in Sedona, Arizona. That's the reddest of red rocks. But yeah, wouldn't
There's
you say?
A lot of wide open spaces in Wyoming
and
Billings. And
western rock, some of it red. But if you want to see the reddest red rock and a town that's nothing but red rock, Sedona, Arizona. Yeah. The minute you pull in, you go, you won't believe it.
Wow. Okay.
It's just like an oddity of nature. All right, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. Larry Connors. How he has time to do this show and anchor the news on TV is beyond me. I don't know how he does it. Some of the things Larry will be talking about tonight. There are some questions if today's Supreme Court ruling. For those of you who may have missed it, Supreme Court sided with the baker. Remember the baker who didn't want to bake the cake for the gay couple?
Yeah.
Well, the Supreme Court actually sided with him, saying that he had the right to refuse. And so what Larry wants to know is, does this mean that a Christian baker can refuse to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple? Then Larry is asking, how many gay couples are asking Muslim bakers to bake a wedding cake? So Larry will stir that up, as he usually does. He's good at that. There's a new survey finds that nearly 50% of California residents want to get out of the state of California. So where do they want to go? In the meantime, California Attorney General is putting Oklahoma on a do not travel list. What's that all about? You need to listen to Larry to find out. And Broward County deputy who stood outside the Parkland school, remember that guy, as the students were being killed, and that deputy who stayed outside, he wants you to understand why he did not rush into the school. And will you forgive him? Larry will have that as well. And last but not least, former President Clinton says he did the right thing during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. What does that mean, that he did the right thing? So that and more, Larry Connors tonight. Speaking of Bill Clinton, I saw an interview this morning with Carrie Kennedy. She's the daughter of Robert Kennedy. And I could not believe it when she spoke. Because if you've ever heard Robert Kennedy Jr. speak, it's that real weak, it's hard to even describe it. It's strained, and it's got a kind of a quivering sound to it. The sister sounds just like that.
Really?
It's like they are both the children of, if Bill Clinton and Katharine Hepburn had had a child, that's what she would have sounded like. There's something weird in that Kennedy family that caused those two to get that speech pattern, whatever it is. And, boy, this is certainly not fun or funny, but I can't help it. Tim Woodburn had the story, the two guys in St. Louis that fell down that elevator shaft.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you, every once in a while something happens, and you just have to go, oh, of all the ways to go. And then what runs through your head when you realize you are plummeting down 10 stories down an elevator shaft?
And to take it an unfortunate step further, I don't know if you noticed this over the weekend, I joked about how I'm the antichrist of mountain climbing when I first came on the show. These two expert mountain climbers fell 1,000 feet. To their death over the weekend. They were strapped together, or I guess they were on the same like line.
Oh, so
together.
If one went, they both were.
But one go, all go.
Oh.
And they both fell to their death over the weekend.
And what's the point of being tied together? What's that
about? Well, I think it's supposed to, so if one slips, the other one can brace you. But obviously, exactly.
It also means if one falls, they both fall.
Well, if the guy on top falls, the second guy's going.
True.
Usually.
True.
Yeah, it was all over the internet.
But 1,000 feet.
This may sound wrong. I don't feel so bad for those guys because they were they didn't have to climb that mountain. They didn't have to take that risk. These poor workers in the elevator shaft, they're not mountain climbers. It's their job. They're just doing a job.
And didn't the safety harness something
the safety
snap?
Wire snapped,
yeah, safety
apparently.
Wire snapped.
Somebody in the family will be getting a great big check.
Yeah, they're rich now.
After you bet they are. Not that that's any real compensation. All right. You know anybody who does this? This can't just be me. These people that won't let you finish a sentence, and especially on the phone. So you're talking, and they just finish it for you. They won't let you finish. I'll give you an example. Let's just pretend that, let's say, Bill Cleveland and I are on the phone. And I've got a couple of friends that do this. It drives me nuts. So, Bill, just start telling me any story. Tell me the story of your dad's computer again. And then say you're on the phone to me, and I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Well, so, Frank, over the weekend, I had this cough, and it just wouldn't go
away. Oh, you had that cough, and you'd be like laryngitis or something, yeah.
Yeah, I was in bed.
You were in bed like a couple of days, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, just this lingering thing.
No, like it wouldn't go away, yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't go away.
Yeah.
How's this any different than any other show you do?
It's not. I didn't say it was. No, I didn't say it was. But I'm going to call him out. I'm going to call him out because I know he's listening. I just got a text from the rat. Okay, the rat. The rat does this, and he knows I've noticed this. If we're on the phone and I'll say, "Boy, the weather this weekend," he'll say, "It's really supposed to be nice." He's my buddy.
What are you gonna do? Know a couple of people that do that too.
And it's worse on the phone for some reason. Or how about this? You're giving your credit card number to, let's say, the girl in the Philippines who goes, "I'll tell you a credit card number." So you say 4, 5, 6, 3, I just want to go, shut up, and let me just give you the number. You don't have to confirm, at the end of
every four numbers.
Oh, my goodness. Now, here's an observation and a question. Why is it in a world of this equality, which is, by the way, not to me what it's cracked up to be? We're not equal. Men are different than women. They have different body parts. They smell better. They're not the same. But in this world of everybody should do everything, women should be in the front lines fighting, and they should be firefighters and whatever. How is it? And I got to think about this the other day because I had somebody out at the house, and there was a service type, a technician came to the house. It is always a man that comes to the house. Now, why is that? Heating and cooling, satellite dish.
Electrician?
Electrician. It's at least in my case, where are the women who should be doing those jobs? Because those are jobs women could do.
I know a pest control technician who's a woman.
Well, I've had pest control at my house for this house 32 years. Never has a female come out. That is very unusual.
So another one, and I had this actually happen to me once in life, is a tow truck driver.
Tow truck.
Tow truck.
She could tuck my toes. She drove them home.
Now, that's another rarity.
I had a tow truck driver pick me up in Evansville, Indiana one time, bring me all the way back to St. Louis. And she had this hot little body, 5'2", little tiny little thing.
Oh,
and
she
had a hat on with a ponytail. And she called out my name. And I'm like, this is the gal I'm going to ride 150 miles with. And I kid you not. When she walked up to me and she smiled, she stuck out her hand, she had one tooth in her mouth.
Oh, no. Wow.
And instead of pointing down at 6 o'clock, I was kind of over here at 4:30.
You know, crooked one, and it had to be crooked. Like the one and only two.
It was like a can opener.
Oh, boy.
But I'm seriously, those are jobs women could do and do well. Tech-type jobs, like come set up the router or whatever. But it seems to always be men, especially the heating and cooling thing. Now, there's a guy passed away recently, and his wife called me, and I may have mentioned this. She called me over, and she had some boxes of stuff, and she didn't know what to do with them, so she said, I want you to take them. It was about $4,000 worth of ammo, every caliber you can imagine. But in with it were batteries, AA, AAA, C, and D. So I took them home, and I thought, well, I don't know how long he's had these batteries. I wonder if they're still good. The shelf life on the batteries that I opened, it said that these batteries were good until 2027. These are AA batteries. How is that batteries can last that long?
I didn't know that they expired.
Oh, they expire.
I mean,
oh, batteries?
Why would they expire?
They're not going to hold the charge forever. It's going to dissipate.
I guess so.
But the fact that they can go 15 years in some cases, in this case almost 10, that's amazing to me. Because I expect them to say expiration date, last year. You know, he just had them for a while. Nope, they're good for 9 more years. Dan Buffa will not be with us tomorrow. He's off. He's taking a little vacation. So tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, feel free to call us. Be prepared. Think about it now. And if you want to call and discuss a movie with us that you liked or hated, in theaters or out of theaters, and you can stream it now, let us know. You'll have the stage tomorrow, 4 o'clock hour. What else? Today my grandson, who will be 5 next month, went to his first day of 5 days of day camp. My wife took him. He's in our house for the week, so his parents signed him up for day camp. Anybody here ever go to camp as a kid? Mm-hmm.
I
didn't get to do that. I got to think that's a great experience if you can do it. Am I right? I mean, fond memories, right?
I do, yeah.
We never got to do that. I wish I had been able to go to camp.
I won a ping pong tournament at camp one time.
Braggart.
Much
at Camp Robin Hood in South St. Louis County, and they let you shoot 3 bows and arrows at the target, right?
Ooh.
So you, one, hit the target, two, hit that target. I was about 10 years old, and that third one, boy, I just kind of aired up.
Yep.
I just
let it rip. Yep.
Shoot away over the target.
Me too.
See if I can hit the house on the other side of the fence.
But that's what boys do. Yeah. That's what a boy would do. It's 5 days. One day they I guess they teach them a little bit of everything. A little tennis one day, a little soccer one day. Maybe they'll have a little archery. I don't know. He's only not quite 5, so we'll see. I'm anxious for the report tonight on how the first day of camp went. And the new tactic in real estate. This is a good one. If you haven't seen this yet, the new thing now is coming soon. It's not really listed, but it's a sign out front that says coming soon. This is actually pretty clever. It doesn't mean anything. All it means is our house is for sale. But by putting coming soon out there, I talked to a couple of real estate agents. You can't believe the people that are all over that house. I'm going to get it before it gets on the market. Hello, the house is on the market, actually, once they put the sign up that says coming soon. You're just falling for a very clever marketing tactic. Coming soon, let's put it this way. If you call the owner and they say this house will be listed in 20 days, be ready, coming soon. If you call them tomorrow and give them what they want, I promise you, that house is for sale tomorrow. All right, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a huge fire. I mean, the fire of all fires at a chemical plant. And it's one explosion followed by another, and different tanks and tanker trucks are just exploding.
exploding, blowing flames hundreds of feet in the sky. Every fire truck, every fire department, every volunteer, every paid firefighter from miles and miles around has shown up. No, they can't put this fire out. So they put out over social media, television, radio, any way they can get the word out, desperately seeking anyone who knows how to put out this chemical plant fire before it just engulfs the whole city. And they get a response. A call from an out-of-work FM DJs. An FM DJ who, with other FM DJs, says, we'll be right there. We'll put it out. We happen to be a volunteer firefighting company. Yeah, that's it. That's what we do. We put out fires. They said, well, they give them directions, so you can't miss it. For miles before you get here, you'll see the huge balls of fire and flame going into the sky. I hope you can help us. And the out-of-work FM DJ says, my friends and I will be right there. No one is getting close to this fire, not even anywhere near. News crews are miles out, saying they're afraid to get near it. It's so hot. Yet here comes this old school bus with a handmade sign, firefighters, written on it. And it's these out-of-work FM DJs. And the people who see this bus coming cannot believe what they witness. As it approaches the chemical plant, the bus, it doesn't even slow down. It charges right into the belly of the fire, with the entire crew of FM DJs inside the bus, just right through the gates of the plant into the heart of this hell. And the people are just gasping. They cannot believe what they're seeing. And as they look, and you can barely see through the flames and the smoke, they see the silhouettes of these FM DJs as they jump out of this bus, and they start stomping and spitting and peeing and stomping and spitting and jumping up and down. And to the amazement of everybody involved, they put that big chemical fire out by peeing and stomping after they charged right into the heart of it with that bus. Now, it had been common knowledge that a big reward was going to go to anybody who could put that fire out. $500,000. And when it's over, they're interviewing the FM DJ who's in charge of all the other FM DJs. And the reporter who's interviewing, and he's just black and burned and covered with soot and smoke, and his clothes are actually still smoking when they interview him. Smoke's coming off of the hairs on his arms. They said, that's quite a spectacle. We've never seen anything like it. All these people, professionals, couldn't put this fire out, yet you and your crew charge in that bus right in, head first, just right into that fire and get out and start peeing and spitting and stomping, and you put that fire out, and you just earned yourself $500,000. Whew, well done. Can you share with us what you might have in the way of plans for that money? And the spokesman for the FM DJ says, well, not sure, but I will tell you this. One of the first things we're going to do is we're going to get the brakes fixed on that bus.
Time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by LifeLock, an accident involving a semi westbound 44 near Six Flags. Volume southbound 270 Olive to Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170, you're slowing past Olive down to 64. And eastbound 64, a construction jam west of Illinois 159 all the way to Greenmount Road. LifeLock Identity Theft Protection has added Norton Security to help protect you against cyber criminals. Protection for your identity and devices. Go to LifeLock.com. Enter promo code RISK for an extra 10% off the low starting price of $7.99 a month. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Replace your HVAC with a qualifying high-efficiency system now and get up to $900 cash back. Some restrictions may apply. Find a participating contractor at AmerinMissouri.com/HVAC.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to STLBugs.com to learn more.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Brown, he looked like Twister.
Well, Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, hunting knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, Cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bernarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Has Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now, featuring the Hamptons.
Do you love local craft beer? If so, you'll enjoy Kirkwood Brewhouse, where they offer 26 beers on tap and beer-themed menu items as well. Located in Green Tree Plaza off Manchester and next to our studios, Kirkwood Brewhouse is the perfect hangout for any sports fans or lemming.
Let's go to Dallas, Texas. That's the residence. That's where this guy resides now, Mike Evans. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Guns. Had a wonderful dinner Thursday night. It really was, as it always is. Of course, next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed today because they're closed only on Mondays. And as I did last Thursday, had reservations. You will need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns. You will. It's that good and they're that busy. And it's going to be worth every dollar. It will. May not be a place that most people can eat every night or even once a week, but man, when you do every once in a while, it is a, it's an experience and a special one. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse are east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and gift cards are always a good idea to either or both, Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. Here from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans.
Today, a little Shiraz, Shiraz.
Now, there's a Shiraz and a Shiraz. Are they kind of the same?
I think so, yeah.
I think they are,
I'm having
too.
The Shiraz.
Ah, okay. Have the neighbors accepted you Californians yet, coming in there and shaking things up?
Oh, they're excited to have us.
Oh, okay. I knew they would be.
Didn't you? You knew that, didn't you?
Oh, sure, yeah. So what's going on?
Wouldn't you be?
Oh, who wouldn't be?
It's good.
Mike Evans is moving in. Word spread like wildfire.
We have,
you're not going to be happy with this. We have 5 minutes.
Is that bad?
Well, I hope not. But fire away.
Okay. You know, I got a problem over here.
What's the problem?
What?
My computer's completely locked up.
Well, that makes it sound like you rely on a computer or some sort of plan, prepared.
I wrote some notes, and you know, I've had a couple of glasses of wine, and
maybe it's more the wine than the computer. Maybe it's not so much. Not so much the.
No,
computer.
Really, you think that could be it?
It could be.
Could be. Does the screen look blurry?
You see two screens? That could be an
it's
issue.
It's actually more entertaining than when he has the screen up.
Who said that?
Limey did. Great.
Tim Phillips.
It was Tim, wasn't it?
No, it was Tim.
It was Limey.
Own up to it.
All right, I was just teasing you.
Is the screen coming back? No?
No, it's really weird.
This actually is the best report he's ever.
I don't think that's enough.
Well, while you wait for the computer to come, is there anything you were going to talk to us about that you remember in your wine fogginess?
No? Oh yeah, we're doing a really cool, very, very cool pop quiz theme all week is presidential trivia.
I like that. I like trivia.
Presidential trivia. Today, name the name of the president who is the played the most golf in the White House. Is it Dwight Eisenhower, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama? Yeah, you want to guess the other one?
I would
William Taft.
George
Washington.
No, I would
George Washington.
I would guess the other one would be Kennedy.
That's right, it's Kennedy. So if you can come up with that, you've done yourself well. I cannot believe that this computer now I'm actually more worried about this computer going completely out.
Do you know the answer to the pop quiz question?
Yeah, I know the answer.
Well, why don't we start with just us guessing while you wait for your computer? Which president played the most golf? What do you think, Limestone?
Well, I'm going to say Kennedy played the least because he got shot.
Hold on a second.
When I think about it, every other president on that list got to see, their full term.
But I think he means per week or per month or while he was alive.
Term. I'm going to go with Obama.
Dan?
I'll say Eisenhower.
I'll say Clinton.
I'm going to say Eisenhower.
881 played rounds of golf is Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah.
He's president.
That's unbelievable.
50 years.
Hey, spent the weekend in Los Angeles yesterday. Checked out the pedal at the pier. Now this is something they do every year. It's really, really cool. You can tell my computer came back up. It's people and celebrities pedal stationary bikes to raise money on the Santa Monica Pier for privileged kids. It's really a very cool thing. And coming up on Thursday, George Clooney is getting the American Film Institute Lifetime Achievement Award, the highest honor in Hollywood. In town for the fun is a lot of Clooney's pals, Julia Roberts, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Nicole Kidman. But is it true? The President Obama, former President Obama, is going to be in the same hotel at a Democrat fundraiser the previous day. I think he's going to be the one that's actually going to give away the award to George Clooney.
Right, now here's my question, and then unfortunately, because we're waiting for the computer, we're almost out of time. Why is George Clooney getting this award? He's not the greatest actor in the world. Is there something else he did?
I have no idea. I don't get it.
Wow, I really don't get it.
I guess I got some more stuff.
No, go ahead. We got about a minute.
Johnny Depp has lost 15 pounds. He's very gaunt. Have you seen the pictures of him?
No.
Really looks bad. Looks absolutely horrible.
Because he was not exactly heavy to begin with. Yeah, he must look horrible.
Yeah, some say that he may even have cancer. That's how bad it is. Yeah. Some say, well, no, he's just getting ready for a new movie. So I did some digging yesterday. She checked it out. His next project, he is producing Dr. Seuss. Then he's producing Don Quixote. Then he's producing The Vault. He doesn't have a movie that he's actually working on until 18 months, although it is The Thin Man that he'll be doing with Tom Cruise. So it doesn't sound like he started this early to get ready for a part. I think there's something. I think there could be something wrong with him.
Okay.
A little confused.
Well, no, sir.
And I wasn't going to say anything. It's been a week, but I've got to say something. This Samantha Bee calling Ivanka Trump the C-word is unforgivable. Calling a woman the C-word is like calling an Afro-American the N-word. Mm-hmm. I mean, those two words, I don't think people just shouldn't use them.
I agree, and we're out of time. Just say goodbye, and we'll pick up tomorrow when your computer's working. There he goes. Evans from Dallas, Texas, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley.
And he said that they were peddling for privilege.
I know, I caught that as well.
Well, I don't even have time to make fun of them.
I know.
Because I have to tell everybody to go to Amini's, and they're having the It's Hot, Why Not sale. It starts today, and it runs through July 2nd. They have more outdoor furniture, patio furniture, in stock than they normally do, because this year they stocked up. They bought more, because it is the number one selling category at Amini's is patio furniture, because they sell the best made in the world, ready for immediate delivery. And Stern Pinball just released a new pinball machine, Iron Maiden. They have it on the floor. Go check it out. Take it for a test play. It's Hot, Why Not sale at Amini's. Go to their website, please, for more information. That website's easy, A-M-I-N-I-S. It's Amini's.com. They're in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it. We will be back here tomorrow. Hope you will be, too. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590 The Fan.